Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
I believe in taking risks by Quinn Carpenter. I remember when I was little and I didn't take any risks. A risk is something that has consequences. When I was little, I didn't like the consequences of any risk. But as I got older, I learned that without risk, you wouldn't get any better. But when you take the risk, there is always consequences. But I'd rather have a consequence than not get any better. For example, at 9 years old, I wanted to learn how to do a backflip on skis. It was my goal for the season, but it was a big risk. My coaches said that would be great, but first you have to do a 720 into the airbag. I didn't, no problem. So my coaches said, "Do you feel ready to do a backflip?" I immediately said, "Yes, of course." Even though my coaches thought I wasn't scared, I was terrified. I went up to the airbag, took a deep breath, heard my coaches say, "You ready?" I said, "Yep." My friend Jaya was cheering me on. I started going down the hill, and a million things were in my head, like, what if I land on my head, or what if I over-rotate? What if I'm not ready for it? Too many things. Soon enough, I was going off the jump. I tried my best to do a backflip. I landed on my tips. I remember myself saying, "Awesome." I went back up, and my coach said, "You have to do 60 into the airbag before you can do them on snow. That means do the backflip 60 more times." Soon enough, I did 60 into the airbag. A few days later, I walked up to a jump on snow. My coach said, "Are you ready?" I responded, "Yes." He said, "Are you scared?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Then do 5 more into the airbag." I said, "Okay." When I finished 5 more into the airbag, I was feeling much more confident. I talked to my coach about how I felt, and he said, "Okay, do you want to do your first backflip on the snow?" I responded quickly with a yes. While I was up there staring down at the jump, I had a really good feeling. The feeling was confidence. My coach gave me thumbs up, showing I was clear to go. I flipped my skis from being sideways to facing forward down the hill. I knew I was going to do awesome. As I reached the jump, and I did my first attempt of a backflip, I felt the pride rise as my skis touched the ground. I skied out and did a great big cheer. Yes, I felt the joy all over my body. I said to my coach that was the best thing I've ever done in my life. Right after that, I went straight back up to do another backflip. Next season, after that, I got right back to work on the backflips. I started the backflip maybe a week or two into the season. When I did the first one of the season, I felt the same pride and joy as I felt the first backflip I did in the previous season. That was by far the best feeling in my life. Further into the season, I had my first mogul comp. I decided to do a backflip for that comp. I practiced it until I thought I felt good. On the day of the comp, I was up. I didn't feel scared, though. I mostly didn't feel scared because, first of all, it's just supposed to be fun, but also because I knew I would succeed. I remember when the starter said, "Racer ready, 3, 2, 1, go." I started and I knew I could do it. I was doing great until I got to the jump and I did my backflip and landed it perfectly. I skied out and my friends cheered me on at the bottom. I was so happy. I did awesome. This was the reason I took this risk that turned into a success. When I grow up, I hope I will be a professional skier, but to accomplish that goal, I have to take risks. I will have to learn better tricks, more comps, and more risks. I used to not like to do anything risky as a kid. It was fine since I was a kid, but when I grow up, I will have to take risks to be a professional skier. With risks, I might be able to accomplish this goal. I hope that this belief will help me get further in life. This basic skill takes confidence because it is hard to do if you don't believe in yourself. I take risks in everything I do, and it is what makes me me.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.